Okay, this week's Parsha Avosa, we have Parshas Kedoshim in Eretz Yisrael. And those of you that came back from Chutz La'aretz, so you'll catch up and have Achrimos and Kedoshim this Shabbos. I'm going to speak for the next few weeks about some of the Parshas moves on the Parsha of Eretz Yisrael. And that's the Parsha I'm up to. Anyone in America that listens to the Shmooze, so you know, I guess we'll have a vart for the following week. We're going to be a week ahead of Eretz Hashem of people in Chutz La'aretz from now until the end of Sefer Bamidbar. A very long time, approximately 3 months or so, until Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz are on the same page.
When we come back to America,
there's a lot of nice questions on the topic. I want to discuss with you today a very, very famous pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim that is very, very important to us in our lives, especially during this period that we're in now, Sfiras HaOmer, and it's always important to review and to redo these ideas. The pasuk says in Parashas Kedoshim, as we know, Lo Sikol V'lo Sitor Es B'nei Amecha, don't take revenge. Don't bear a grudge. Someone in your nation. V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, ani Hashem. And you should love your neighbor as yourself. I am Hashem. Wow. V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. That's down to the sixth parasha of those words, the Kedoshim. V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, ani Hashem. The context of that pasuk is very fascinating. It says, don't take revenge. Don't bear a grudge. You should love your neighbor as yourself. I am Hashem. And I want to try to analyze a little bit with you for the next few minutes this pasuk, this mitzvah, this very, very important mitzvah of Yahavtu HaKamocha. I'll begin with the words of the Sefer HaChinuch, and we'll use it to ask a very, very interesting question. Sefer HaChinuch says, what's this mitzvah to love the Jewish people? Mitzvah Avas Yisrael, mitzvah Reish Mem Gimel, number 243. Lehov kol achav Yisrael avas nefesh. To love every single Jew, avas nefesh, love of the soul. Real soul love. Klomar, what does this mean? What does it mean to love every Jew? How do I do that? Klomar, shenachmon al Yisrael ve'alamono. We should have mercy, we should have compassion on a Jew and on his money. Kimo she'adam chomer al atzmo, as I worry about myself, I have compassion, I'm easygoing about myself and about my money. I'm not so critical and strict and on top of myself. I give myself breathing room. So too I should do regarding my friend and his physical existence and his money. Shelemar, v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. Okay, pretty good. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, and the Gemara says in Shabbos, Adaf Lamed Alef Amud Alef, a famous Gemara, Da'aloch Sini, what you don't want done to you, L'chavrech lo savin, don't do to your friend. Okay, that makes sense. What's the context of that Gemara? We know that's the Gemara that a ger came to Shammai and he said to teach me the entire Torah while I was standing on one foot, and Shammai gave him a little push and said, you're crazy, get out of here. And Hillel said these words, Da'aloch Sini, what you don't want done to yourself, what you hate, don't do to others. Everything else is just an explanation. Go figure it out. Which reminds us, as we know, of the famous statement of Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Akiva, V'yahavta l'reacha kamocha, zeh klal gadol batorah. This is found in the Medrash, the Sifra, in the commentary of Vayikra, comments and says, Amar Rabbi Akiva, V'yahavta l'reacha kamocha, zeh klal gadol batorah. What does that mean? Listen to the words of the Sefer HaChinuch. Many mitzvahs in the Torah are dependent on V'yahavta l'reicha kamocha. Why? Because if you love your friend, you won't steal from him. You won't, God forbid, commit adultery with his wife. You won't rip him off. You won't encroach on his turf. You won't damage him anyway. And many other mitzvahs. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch explains this idea of the klal gadol b'Torah of V'yahavta l'reicha kamocha. What's so fascinating, my friends, is a question I never really thought about. The Maharsha asks this question of the Gemara. Ask the Maharsha, why does the Gemara explain the Avdol HaKamocha in the negative? Why does it say, why did Hillel say to the ger, what you don't want done to yourself, don't do to others? Why did he say, love that guy like you love yourself? Why did he say, why did he translate the after chavucha in the positive, as it says, v'ahavta, you should love, l'reyacha, kamocha? Why did he say, what you don't want done to yourself, don't do to others? Good question. I'll give you two answers to this question. Answer number one, one possibility is the following. The Ramban learns in his commentary on Parshas Kedoshim that it's actually impossible to love someone like you love yourself. The Torah can't be commanding that. It's impossible. I love myself more than I love anything else in the entire world. How can I love Yosef Chaim, a nice guy, like I love myself? He's a very nice guy. You don't eat burger. He came well from Thornhill. Wonderful guy. I love him. He's a good guy. He smiles. He has a nice smile. He has clean white teeth. All these good things. But I can't love someone like I love myself, says the Ramban al Torah. So it can't mean that. So what can it mean? At least don't do to him what you can't do. You don't want that to yourself. That you can do. That the Torah can tell me. Don't steal from him. You don't want to steal that to yourself. That I can do. And don't harm him. I don't like when someone harms me. Don't speak lashon hara about him. I don't like people talk lashon hara about me. That I can do. That's one shot why we go to the negative as opposed to the positive. But I like just another possibility. With this, I'll try to wrap up and tell you a nice story, and we'll close the idea. Another idea, perhaps, why we go to the negative is the following. Maybe there is a mitzvah to try to love him exactly like ourselves. But you know what? That's other Rishonim say like that. So Zasharim also assumes like that in Perakid Aleph. We learned it earlier this year. Why do you go to the negative, my friends? You know why? Here's why. Because the negative is more in our control than the positive. The Torah is telling me, you know how you get to the after the chamocha? You know how you get there? Start by being mindful and thoughtful of the next person. And just think about things in ways that you don't want to harm him. Don't want to hurt him. Think about what it means to be in his shoes. Think about what it means to be in your shoes. And how you don't want anything bad done to you. It's much more easy, if you will. It's much easier to work on that than to actually say, I love him like I love myself. That's very, very hard to do. But to say, you know what? I don't want to harm him like I don't want to harm myself. I don't want to hurt him like I don't want to get hurt myself. That's in our hands. I could do that. I don't like when people talk badly about me. So if I think, and I'm mindful, and I'm thoughtful about the next person, like I'm supposed to, like the Sefer HaChinuch says, we should have mercy and be nachmol. We should be thoughtful and concerned about the next person. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not necessarily to love him like I love myself. The mitzvah is to be mindful and thoughtful and think and caring of the next person like I care about myself. I care about myself a lot. Let me care about you also. You have a business. If I have a business, I want business to thrive. So you know what? I'll make sure I don't do anything to cause your business not to thrive, etc., etc., etc. It means you put yourself the next person to choose as much as you can. It means you think about the next person. That's the sod of the mitzvah of Yatad al Kamocha. I'll tell you one story and we'll wrap it up. I read it in the Mishpacha magazine over Pesach. It was a very, very big, huge Mishpacha magazine. A Pesach edition. Monster. It was like huge. And on the front cover there's a picture of Gershon Edelstein. Gershon Edelstein is the Rosh Hashiva of Panovich. He's 98 years old or so. He was very, very close to Reb Chaim. He and Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that's our, looked upon in the yeshiva Haredi Israeli world as the addresses for everything. And they had a very nice interview with Gershon Edelstein. And one of the questions that he was asked in the interview, in the previous interview, was the following question. A guy came to Gershon and said, my wife was offered a job. What happened? In a certain school, a teacher was fired. And after she was fired, they came and offered my wife the job. Should she take the job or not? So Rav Gershon said, absolutely not. So the guy said, but they only offered my wife the job after the teacher was fired. There's no connection between my wife and the girl that was fired. So why should I not take the job? It's like a good job. It's parnasa. Like, she was fired. Now they offer me the job. Why shouldn't I take it? Said Rav Gershon Edelstein, there's blood that is still fresh and raw on that job. Do you want to take that job? There's blood. It's pikuach nefesh. I'm not saying you can never fire anybody, I'm not getting involved in that. But how can you step into the shoes where there's raw blood boiling still because the person unfortunately lost their job, and to fire someone is really matters of Pikuach nefesh. I'm happy I don't have, I'm not in the position of hiring and firing. God forbid. They're big questions. I'm not saying you can never hire and never fire. You have to hire and you have to sometimes have to fire. But they're big questions. But put yourself under his shoes, and how can you walk into the shoes of someone, God forbid, to a job where someone's blood is freshly spilled, chas v'shalom, in that situation? What is that? Where does that come from? It wasn't his, he didn't know the person. No, it's v'yahavta l'ruach kamocha. It means that I think about the next person. I'm mindful, I'm thoughtful, I care about them, I'm concerned about them. This parasha always comes out during Sfiras HaOmer, always. No matter when the calendar, no matter leap year, no leap year, always during Sfiras HaOmer. Why is that? Because we know that the students of Rabbi Akiva died. Whatever this means, Shalom Dagu Kavod Zelazet, because they didn't give proper respect to each other. What does that mean? It's hard to understand. Rabbi Akiva, who taught this message, V'ahavtalu Echa Kamocha Zekla Golam HaTorah, and his own students, 24,000 students, all died during the time of Pesach till Shavuos. Exactly when is a machlokes, because they weren't Nag Kavod Zelazet. I don't know what it means. I know what it means for us. For us, it means that we should try our best to be mindful and thoughtful. Mindful and thoughtful of others. To be on the Madriga, that if I only had one cup of water, I would say, you know what, I would want to give it to the next person. That's another question. Maybe I even shouldn't. That's a high Madriga. But you know what? To be mindful of the next person, I could do. If I go to lunch right now downstairs, and there's only one, one last bagel left. Grab it, so leave it for the next guy. If I put myself into the V'ahavta l'ruach kamocha shoes, I say, okay, fine. Maybe let him have it. I would want him to let me have it, so maybe let him have it also. Someone has good, juicy, lashon hara to share. But I wouldn't want that lashon hara shared about me, so you know what? Da'alach sadi, we don't want done for ourselves, don't do to others. This is a very, very important episode. And again, the idea behind it is just thinking, not just. It's thinking to be mindful and thoughtful of others. Hashem should bless us with the opportunity and the zchus to be people who live the ahavta l'ruach kamocha, to be mindful and thoughtful of others. Amir Hashem, you should be zocha to a tremendous amount of bracha and atzlacha in everything that we do. Have a wonderful Shabbos, friends.